Can you just basically tell me what happened in court on Monday when you went in?
Well, we were prepared and had filed 11 motions to start on Monday. The motions were to be presented over 3 weeks, and they were pre-trial motions. The trial, of course, to start in January 09. And they dealt with abusive processes. They dealt with the illegal wiretapping. They dealt with some of the previous unreleased information as far as people would have heard Fantino on tape saying he was going to put me in a morgue. And there was significant other disclosure information that was going to be brought forward in the motions. And the commissioner of the OPP was expected to testify as to his role and his involvement and essentially to be accountable for what he did on that day. And I think that after some reflection, he felt that it was better to get rid of the charges than it was for him to come and account for his actions. So it very much was a trade-off that saw my freedom and his silence on the issue. So that was the trade-off in court.
So basically, seven of the charges against you were dropped, and I guess significantly, you're not facing the 12 years that the Crown wanted to imprison you for. So how what's your feeling around this? How are you feeling after that?
Well, obviously, there's some sense of relief as far as having all my criminal matters dealt with at the one time, and at the same time, there's a bit of apprehension because it's a bit of a sellout to the truth of what happened on that time, and whether or not that information comes out, is something that's yet to be. That's yet to be seen, and yeah, the previous recommended sentence, if I pled guilty, was 12 years. So that this is a significant drop, and again, it pertains to the fact that the commissioner of the OPP did not want to take the stand, and that's why the sentence that came out. I've been confined to the reserve for 3 months, and during that time, I can't leave, and so it's a sentence that really isn't proportional to the offenses that they made out, and I had a number of breach charges, a number of mischief charges, endangering public, and those charges were all dropped in favor of being found guilty on the three.
I guess the last question I wanted to ask was, there's, as you mentioned before, 20 people from Tandanega who are still facing trial this coming March 2009. So, what kind of support, I guess, is the community of Tandanega looking for from other non-native people outside of Tandanega?
Well, the 20 or so people that are still facing charges stem from another incident, and obviously the Crown is taking a tough position and looking to set as of today a month-long trial, as you said, beginning in March. And these people that were charged, they were charged from an action in which the community had mandated them to carry that out, has supported them in carrying that out. And this is a group of people that have been involved in a community-based action. So as far as the community looking for outside support, logistically, financial support, the same type of support that was provided to me in bringing my matters before the court and resolving them is the same sort of support that we're looking for. And we're going to get out when I'm able to get off the reserve. I'm going to try and get out and get into communities and raise some money for legal costs as well.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot, Sean.